Fact Check takes on the president. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. FactCheck.org, the Equal Opportunity Fact Police, found plenty to wag a finger at in the Obama news conference.
Our assumptions are perfectly consistent with what blue chip forecasters out there are saying.
Not true, says Fact Check. The 50 private economists who make the so-called blue chip forecast have actually lowered their growth expectations since the president proposed his budget and expect much larger deficits now. Fact Check also didn't like his boast about cutting non-defense discretionary spending.
Lower than it was under Reagan, lower than it was under Clinton, lower than it was under Bush. Both Bushes.
Misleading, they say, because non-defense discretionary spending is only 20% of the budget. And he's not cutting it below those other presidents, unless you count the projection for the year 2018, when, unless the Constitution has changed, he's going to be on the lecture circuit. It may sound like nitpicking, but remember, the president set a standard Tuesday.
Because I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak.
And when you're in a crisis of numbers, you better get those numbers right. Oh, and as for challenging his critics to come up with an alternative budget...
And we haven't seen an alternative budget, Adam.
Challenge accepted. House Republicans are releasing their budget today. At least Iraq is going well. Remember Iraq? The withdrawal timetable hasn't set off a bloodbath after all. Remember how relieved the president seemed on 60 Minutes?
If you had said to us a year ago that the least of my problems would be Iraq.
Yes, good news indeed. But if he doesn't get the recovery right, the economy will be his Iraq. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.